scapegoat, leaving Reading jail. Roomy eyes just pierced his heart like crucifixion nails. Shaking fists and restless glee, you never stood a chance. When the ink ran red on Fleet Street, you turned your eyes to France. Far from Dublin, chased across the waves, your biting wit still sharp enough to slice through every page. Destitute and beaten by the system of the crown, the bitter pill you swallow tastes sweeter going down. And looking back on the grave, in New York, the past was so seductive when they paid to hear you talk. Baccarat and champagne flutes, tobacco from Virginia, long before the Lords and Lord ratted Oscar Wilde a sinner. Looking back on the cold bleak winter, looking back on those long Salome.
Get it right. Come over here and hold me like you never do no more. Turn off the phone, turn on George Jones. Got love.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio. We'll be right back.
Same. Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
blood. Power in the blood. Power in the blood.
No time for spin doctors, medicine, corporation, government, selling me some cover-up, weaponizing pesticides, poison in my groceries, nothing but another drug, a license they can buy and sell.
No, I don't mind dying.
No time for backhanded compliments from television anchor men, desperate for incident, real estate assassins. Exploiting our predicament, how everything depends upon it being in their interest.
No, I don't mind dying. I don't mind dying. I don't mind dying. But when that call comes, I will say no, no, no to one. Oh,
there is power in the blood, justice in the song. And when that call comes, I will say no, no, no to one. Power in the blood, justice in the soul. And when that call comes, I will send no more to war. There's military interest, there are GMOs in paradise, bioweapons high up on the call sheet. Young soldiers driving tanks, but old thieves, they drive the banks. And you never see a uniform on Wall Street. There's power in the blood.
With thousands, maybe more. I remember thinking that we could change the world, and I believed in justice. Many years have passed and we have seen it all. We've seen dreams blossom and we have seen them fall. And every time I wonder where it all went wrong, I come back to justice. Where did all the hope go, and when will it return? Where did all the hope go while our cities burn? Justice,
justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies. I remember childhood, I remember school. We learned about the past and we learned that there were rules. And when a rule is broken, there was a price to pay. And we believed in justice. When did our beliefs become a hollow joke? When did optimism become fires to bestow? Justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
You can't hear nothing. Don't Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Left Sydney today with a case of beer for the way. Roll down the window, feel the heat from the dawn. Well, I ain't got nothing to do. I just drive and watch Kangaroo with the sweet scent of diesel and burning rubber from my car. So long.